This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 28. Pray for leaders. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 13. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside of the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we're looking for the city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. As we think about the neighbors we are called to love and respect for Jesus' sake, it's important to remember that our leaders are our neighbors too. Most of us appreciate good leadership and generally look up to our leaders, so it's very important for leaders to serve faithfully. To the best of their ability, they need to earn and maintain the trust that people have in them. Most of us also realize that being a leader isn't easy. Leaders are appointed or elected to guide us in making decisions and moving us ahead as a community, and they're called to lead wisely in times of crisis and struggle. In our church communities today, as in the time when Hebrews was written, we have Christian pastors and other religious leaders, and we need to love, respect, and pray for them as they aim to lead with godly wisdom. Sadly, many Christians today are polarized over vaccinations, racial justice, climate change, sexuality, and more. Within these tensions, it can be especially difficult for Christian leaders to call people to follow Jesus in practical ways without fallout from the right or the left. Let's pray faithfully for our religious leaders. May they serve boldly and wisely in calling us to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for servant leaders for your church. Guide them to lead boldly and well, and may we all serve you faithfully. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.